Next up, we have election of officers. I do believe. Who seeks to be recognized? Commissioner Weintraub.
Mr. Chairman, I have a dark horse candidate. No. Who might that be? I don't know. No surprise, but a great pleasure, Mr. Chairman, for me to nominate my friend Michael Toner to be chairman of the agency for next year. Commissioner Toner is the youngest member of the panel, but he brings a great wealth of experience to the table, having practically from the moment he graduated from law school been in the election and campaign finance law biz. He advised private clients first from the esteemed election law practice of Wiley, Ryan, and Feeling under the tutelage of our old friend Jan Barron. Then he went on to represent two presidential campaigns. First one lost, second one won. So obviously, Commissioner Toner is a man who's capable of growth and learning. He's also represented a presidential transition and a national party committee. In my opinion, it's the wrong National Party Committee, but as I said, he's a man who's capable of growth and learning, so you never know. Maybe he'll come around. He's a writer. He's a teacher. Now, you might think from this breadth of experience in the campaign finance arena that he's one of these guys in town that lives, breathes, sleeps, and eats his work, but in fact, those of us who know him know that he is also a devoted family man, devoted to his lovely wife, Jana, and his adorable son, Owen, who turned one just yesterday, and we all wish him happy birthday. And it only increases my esteem for Commissioner Toner that he is the kind of dad that occasionally takes a day off from work to stay home when his kid is sick, because, you know, that's what a parent has to do. Commissioner Toner and I have served together on the Regulations Committee for several years now, and I know him to be an astute and careful thinker about the difficult issues that we confront here. And while I think he'd be the first one to admit that philosophically he's not exactly in the reform camp, he has still earned the respect of many people from that community, and I think that is no mean feat. He is a worthy adversary and a worthier ally, by which I mean that I don't always agree with him, but it sure is easier to get something done around here when I do. I have a great deal of respect for Michael, and it is with great pleasure that I nominate him for chairman. I know that he is going to bring a great deal of energy and focus to this leadership of this agency. He was, as people may or may not know, unanimously confirmed by the United States Senate for his current position on the commission, and I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that he is going to be unanimously elected here today as chairman.
I think I was only unanimously confirmed because you were with me on that as a package.
I think it was mostly because there was nobody in the room. It was 11:30 at night. But, Mr. Chairman, it is my great pleasure to nominate Michael Toner as chairman of the agency for 2006.
Thank you very much. I will consider nominations at a close. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Unanimously, we have selected Michael Toner as chairman for next year. Congratulations. And now who seeks recognition? Commissioner Mason.
I believe it was Ronald Reagan who said that anyone who doesn't believe in eternal life should only contemplate a government agency. and so it is. It is my pleasure today to nominate to be vice chairman of the Federal Election Commission the person who may be the only remaining Reagan appointee in a political position in the federal government. Or at least the earliest Reagan appointee, the longest serving Reagan appointee. And indeed the longest tenured commissioner, at least serving as a commissioner. And I certainly wish him long and continued service, and I'm happy to nominate Commissioner Danny McDonald to be vice chairman.
Thank you. I will consider nominations at a close as well. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? It's unanimous once again. Congratulations. Ever the optimist you are.
I was pleased that Dave didn't point out I'm the oldest member of the commission, which I was glad he didn't bring it.
Well, can I steal the chair's prerogative and I just want to briefly read a quick statement. You know, this is going to be the last meeting that I have an opportunity to chair, and I think Brad Smith did a great job of sort of trying to thank those that helped him through the year last year, and I thought I'd try to continue the tradition. You know, I was advised about 2.5 years ago that I was going to be replaced, and I'm very glad it's taken this long because I've had the great opportunity to serve as chairman this year. And I must say, I have enjoyed calling the vote as we repaired some of those post-BICRA regulations that a couple years ago led me to screech to my colleagues, "You've so tortured this law, it's beyond silly." I want to thank particularly those who have labored hard to get us back to a point where we're just this side of silly. I think that's a good accomplishment. I've enjoyed working with my colleague Michael Toner to try to repair the presidential public funding program. If we can't get top-tier candidates to participate, there's really not much reason to keep the system. And I just couldn't bear not debating about NOCO and NOQI and GLAC and PIGO, all of those favorite things. I've appreciated the ability of all my colleagues to show patience and flexibility when trying to get our merry band of commissioners together for meetings and decide what we want to talk about and when. Getting McDonald here today is a perfect example of that.
I see snow on the horizon, Mr. Chairman.
The job of chairman really boils down to being chief scheduler and rescheduler. I hope the history books won't focus on the fact that this year witnessed a record number of meeting cancellations. Maybe it was a mark of increased efficiency. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. This year did see a lot of accomplishment, in fact. We continued to improve timeliness in our enforcement efforts. I attribute that to streamlining our processes and hiring up closer to our full staffing levels. As those of you who have attended Finance Committee meetings know, I'm a full FTE guy. And though I whined in 2004 about my colleagues who didn't want to revise regs to better define what groups should be regulated as political committees, which was an obvious pro-regulatory power grab on my part, I have been delighted by the actions we have taken to date to investigate some of those 527 shenanigans of the 2004 election. There are other signs of progress. Our reports review process has improved greatly, and we are this year well ahead of our schedule in any prior election cycle. In terms of timeliness when sending out RFAIs, for example. We also have been moving audits better than ever, and we've been able to expand our ability to educate more committees through the audit process. Our information division set up some great conferences this year, and though my personal evaluations were pretty smelly, I note that the innovations and changes adopted this year were very well received. The folks in press, IT, the IG office, budget planning and management, admin, public records, and elsewhere all worked very hard this year, and they added improvements and innovations as well. I want to thank all the FEC staff who made these things happen. I don't pretend to claim any credit myself. Most of you know I'm happy to delegate and stay out of the way. I'm even happier to see what talented and dedicated people can do when given a chance. I've worked here since 1975, as we just witnessed. I've seen the agency declared unconstitutional twice. I've seen commissioners come and go, and staff directors and general counsels, too. What remains constant is our common mission, which is to help assure citizens that our elected leaders are making decisions for the right reasons, with no campaign support strings attached. It is a noble cause, and I hope everyone at the agency will continue to help both next year and in the years beyond. So with that, I'm happy to say we can proceed with our next order of business. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to, on behalf of everyone at the agency, thank you for your leadership this year at the FEC. Every year is a challenging year, it seems, for the Federal Election Commission, and this year was certainly no exception. But, Mr. Chairman, your presence leading the agency this year, I think, was indispensable in terms of the many things that we've been able to accomplish. I won't go over your long history here at the agency. That's already been noted, but I will note that you have been chairman of this agency four separate times through several different presidential administrations, and I think it's fair to say that nobody at the history of this agency has worked longer or harder to make the FEC work well than you. It's been an honor to serve with you this year, And I think the accomplishments we've achieved this year, you were one of the major driving forces in making that happen. And so I just want to thank you on behalf of my colleagues and everyone at the agency for your terrific service and work as chairman this year.
Thank you very much.